Kiribus hope all is well. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Yud Dalid. And as always, our learning should be b'schus. Soldiers down south, right? The people need a refuah shleima. Right? For all of Am Yisrael, we should be zochah to say a gula shleima bekarov amen. So we're here about six, seven lines up from the bottom of Yud Gimel and Beis, Amar Mar. We're going back to a brisa that we had quoted yesterday. We're going to expand on it right on Amar Beis, and we'll get to a new Mishnah. But let's get right to it. It says, Omar Mar, we had said again, and we had said in the Brisa that Kishahizik Chavamazik Lahavi Shomer Chinam Vashol Vanosi Sakar Vashokher, right? That phrase, Kishahizik Chavamazik, right? That's a quote from our Mishnah, right? We had said that one opinion in terms of what that means is that that's including the Shomrim, that all the different types of Shomrim, right? If there's a Nezek on the Rishu, so then there's going to be a Chiyav and damages. So the what's it called? So the case is, the Gemara asks, what is the case? Who's sure, right, is doing the damages here. If you'll tell me that the Aski Torah de Mashiel, the guy who borrowed the guy who lent the ox, damaged the guy who borrowed the ox, right? Meaning that Reuven lends an ox to Shimon, and then Reuven's ox, right, damages Shimon's ox. So why in the world would it be chayef? If Reuven's ox had damaged somebody else's ox, right, and i.e. that because Shimon was poshea, he was watching, he was supposed to watch and take care of it, and he didn't, and he damaged, I don't know, Yehuda's ox. So, but you would have had to pay. Meaning the guy who borrowed the shore would have had to pay. So, now that the shore gored your own ox, right? I'm not going to pay you for that, right? You were supposed to watch the shore. You're the shomer. You should have watched my shore. El daski torah the shol torah the mashil. If it's the opposite, meaning that Shimon's ox gored the ox that he borrowed, right? So that doesn't make any sense. Leimalei ilu isik ba'alma, right? Boys the shlemi kuli torah, right? If my shore, meaning because the guy who lent him the Reuven can say to him, right? If my shore had been damaged by another shore. And when you were watching it, when you were the shomer, suppose there's only kulei Torah. You were negligent in watching my ox, and you would have had to pay the entire value. Hashta da azke Torah didcha. Now that it's your ox that damaged it, so paga niskahu mishalashlei. If it's a short tam, it doesn't make sense. You should pay half. But if someone else's short damaged it, you have to pay the whole thing. Why now that your short damaged it, would you have to pay half? So that doesn't make any sense, and that's what the Brisa says. The Gemara says, "The olam to ask a Torah demashal, the Torah to show." It must be a case, right, where the Torah demashal, meaning that Reuven's ox damaged Shimon's ox, and Shimon was guarding it. But what's the case? Meaning, why in the world should be chayiv? Gufo, right? That he said he would guard the ox from it getting damaged, but he didn't accept upon himself to make sure they didn't damage other oxen. So that responsibility was still on Shimon, and you can make that tonight, you can make that dispensation. Kind of just seems like it's a little bit impractical, but okay, right? Reuven would have to deal with watching the shore from damaging other people. Okay, and the Chora then in that case, right, Shimon wouldn't be chayiv, right, and then in that case, Reuven, who lent the shore, right, he would be chayiv if it damaged somebody else. The Gemara says, okay, if that's true, aim a seifa. The problem is, well, what about the seifa of the Brisa? Right, safe for the price. It says nevertu v'alayla, right? Oh, should pursue a listim. If you remember, right, we said if for whatever reason, right, the animal got out at night, right, the wall fell down, or the wall got, you know, the robbers broke out the animal or whatever. V'yasta v'hizika potter, and then it went out and it did damages. Right then, it's going to be potter. So ababayom chayef. That seems to imply that during the day, right, Shimon, the guy who borrowed the shore, would be chayef. Rahalo kibal lev shmuis nizakab. You just told me it's a case where he didn't accept upon himself, right, to watch it from doing damage. So the Gemara says, "Harikamer." No, what it means is not. Don't make that implication. Really, e kibbel lo shmiras nizakav chayev. Really, what we're trying to say, if he was makabel upon himself to watch it from damaging other people, then it would be chayev. But if there's some sort of onus at night, then it would be potter. That's what it means, right? E kibbel lo shmiras nizakav chayev. Right? Niftsa b'layla petzura listim v'yotza v'hezika. So in that case, it would be potter. Okay. Now we go back to the case of we have a chotzer that is owned by Shotfim, by two different people. Again, if you remember, Rabbi Elazar had said, if let's say Reuven and Shimon, right, own a field together, if the shore of one of them, right, it does some sort of damage, right, again, in that field, right, then he's going to be potter, because it's not considered to be bisdei acher, right? Pasuk says bir bisdei acher, that's by shein or regel, has to be in someone else's field. Meaning, if it's on your own property, then you're potter from shein and regel. So the Rabbi Elazar had said that if it's a field of shutfim, so that counts as your own field. It doesn't count as So, Aini, is that really true? As the Gemara says, Vatani Rav Yosef said, Chatzar Hashutfim, Vapunda, Chai Behen Alashin, Vaharegel. So, if you have a Chatzar, Hashutfim, i.e., our case, belongs to two people, Vapunda, or some sort of hotel, right? In that case, on that field, or on that property, right, you're going to be Chai Vashin Varegel. So, it's Yitzir Elazar. That's against Rabbi Elazar. So, I'm the Chatzar Elazar. If you'd say, if it's Yitzir, that doesn't make sense. Hey, Masnisto, Lamilo Pligi. I got a Brisa. This should be a Tosefta, right? It's going to be. If you look on the right, it's a Tosefta that's going to back me up. Vatanya, we learned in a Tosefta, Arbak, Kvalos, Haya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer ben Ezekin. There are four rules Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said by Ezekin. He said, Kol Shu, Rishus, Lanizak, Volamazik, right? Chayav Bakol. Anytime that you have a Rishus for the Nizak, for the guy who got damaged, but it's not the damager's property, so then he's going to be Chayav. He has to pay everything. Demazik, Volol, Nizak. Right, if it's a reshus of the mazik, the damager, and not the guy who got damaged, so then potter bakol, he's going to be potter in everything, because again, that makes sense, right, because it's right, his property, what were you doing there? Laza, if it's this and this, we have to explain what that is, kagon chatzar shutvin va'bika, just like, for example, this our case, where you have a chatzar shutvin, or some sort of bika, some sort of valley, or you have a lot of fields there, so potter va'al shein va'regel, right, you're going to be potter, right, from shein regel, because again, you need to be a b'stei acher. And it's a shutfim. That's our case, right? That's Rabbi Elazar. That's literally Rabbi Elazar's shita. This is the proof for him. Okay, well, let's just finish up the brisa, and then we'll have to come back to it. But that's the proof for Rabbi Elazar. Al negichav al negifav al neshichav al revitav al abita. For any of those other cases, though, right, those are different types of karen. So then, tam mishalim mechatzin nazik muad mishalim nazik shalim. Right, again, that's standard tam muad. Type stuff. Lola zev, but if you have something that doesn't belong to anybody, meaning public, or could go to chatzar she'ena shoshneim, or it's private and it doesn't belong to either one of them, it's a chayiv, not public, it belongs to somebody else, so then chayiv ba'al shein ba'al regal, that's considered to be ste'acher, that's your chayiv for shein and regal, al negichav al neshichav al negifav al rebitzav al abita. Right, so for those things, so again, also tam mishalim chatzin nezik muad mishalim nezik shalim. Right, then you have the split of tam and nezik, right, by karen katani mias. But again, the proof is the point that we're trying to bring is a chatzar shudvin vabika potter ba alashin vala regal. That's literally Rabbi Elazar shita. So the Gemara says, okay, b'seder. So now you have a proof for Rabbi Elazar, but kashin adadi. So now you have two brises, or a tosefta and a brisa that have a stira. So is it you chayiv in that case or not when you have a chatzar shufin? So Gemara says ki tanya hi bechatzar miuchedes lezev lezev bein leperos bein leshvarim. When it's the last price that we just quoted, meaning the chatzar shufin that we brought to prove Rabbi Elazar shita, that's where it's jointly owned. It's a chatzar shufin for both peros, for both the produce that's being grown there, and for the to allow their cows and oxen to graze there. I hate Rabbi Yosef, but the Rabbi Yosef shita, again, that we said that they are being chayiv in a case of a shutfin, so then, b'chatzar miyuchedes l'peros enu miyuchedes l'shvar. And that's a case where they're sharing the field for peros, for the produce, for the wheat, or whatever, but they're not allowing their oxen into the field. And then, therefore, the gabe shein, navi l'chatzar nizak. Therefore, if it goes in and starts eating, that's considered to be sdeh acher, that's considered to be someone else's field, because the ox was not allowed to be there. And again, this makes a lot of sense, because the examples, the other examples we give, right, we in both prices, we said a shutfis, where you have a field that's owned by two different people, and something else. So in the first price, we said is a punduk, which is an inn, right, that's some sort of hotel, right, you don't have oxen walking around a hotel, so that's where they're not allowed, right? And when we said a bika, a big valley, that's when they are allowed. Obviously, people are allowed to a big open field. That's where shores and oxen are allowed. So therefore, Shmuel, that makes sense. That's the stira. That's how you resolve the stira. And Bryce is talking about two different cases. Now, masculine, Rizera, Muscular Rizera says, one second, meaning again, he said, Kevan Demiuchetis the Peros, right, Habinam Bia Bisterach Evelaka. One second, if you're saying, again, we had assumed that if, according to Rabbi Yosef, right, the field is, you know, it's a shutfis for Peros, but not for the Shvarim, for the oxen. So Rabbi Yosef says, what do you mean? Well, if it's a shutfis for Peros, that's not Sdeacher, that's not anybody else's field. So Amalei Abaye, so Kevan De'inam Yuchetis the Shvarim, Sdeacher Krinalei. But like we said before, like we assumed that if it's not for both of their oxen, that's considered to be steacher. Okay, so that's, you know, that's the give and take. Basically, the havamina maskana, like kind of like how we presented it before. So I'm ravachem adifta the ravina lema the mastizim lo pligi amorai nami lo pligi. Okay, so if you can set up these two brises, right, in two different cases, right, so maybe it's not machlokas whatsoever. So Amalei is in. He said, "Anachanami." The vintim zalamer pligi, or if you could say that they argue, the kushet the rabbi peruk or the rabbi pligi, or you could just say that they argue with the what we just said, basically between Rabbi Zera and Rabbi, whether we consider it to be a steacher, whether we consider it if it's just a shutfis for peros and not for shvarim. Is that considered to be steacher or not? And that would be the machlokas. Or right, they just don't disagree. They don't. They do agree. They don't disagree. Right, and therefore it's not a machlokas. And it just about, depends on the case in terms of you know, what's going on with the shutfis in the field. Okay, gufa. Let's go back to what you just said. Arba klolos har Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar am Mizikin. Four different rules. Four different types. By damages, kol shu reshus la nizak v'lo la mazik, chayev bakol, if it's reshus for the nizak, for, meaning what if the damage takes place, right, on the guy who got damaged on his property, so then there's going to be chayev for everything. So ala kol lakatani, ala chayev bakol. So the Brisa, right, the Gemara points out, a good diuk, it doesn't mean ala kol, he's not chayev for everything, he's chayev in everything, meaning he's not chayev for Shane, Regal, and Karen, not all types of what's called of nizikin, but he's chayev to pay all the damages, meaning bekule nezek, to pay right all of the damages. Why is that such a chiddush? Because, as we mentioned a couple times today already, that a short tam only pays chatzi nezek. But here we're saying that even if the short tam does the damage, so in that case, he would pay full damages. So money, whose shita is that? So that's Rabbi Tarfani. The Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfani, Damar Meshuna Karen Bechatzar Anizak. That yes, in Echanami, short time is going to be Chayev Chatzin Nezak, but it's different if he does the damage right in the Chatzar of the Nizak. If he goes into the damaged guy's property and he does the damage there, so then Nezak Shalim Meshalim, he's going to pay, right? Nezak Shalim is going to pay the full amount. Ema Seva, but what about this, again, the later part of the Brisa that says, Lo Lazev, Lo Lazev, if you go into a field that's not owned by anybody, it's not owned by either of them, it's owned by Yehuda or whatever, Chayv Bala Shein Bala Regal, you're Chayv for Shein and Regal, because again, that's Sdei Acher. Skumar says, My Lo Zev, Lo Zev, what do you mean it doesn't belong to either one of them? Ilim Lo Lazev, Lo Zev, Klal, Bechlal, it's not Shaykh for either of them, Elda Acher belongs to some other guy. When talking to be chayev and shein and regal, needs to be in someone else's field, right? It's, again, it's because it, one second, sorry, isn't that? Meaning it has to be b'steacher. Meaning it didn't happen. When we say bier b'steacher, I've probably have misphrased it, misspoken a little bit. Right? Again, what it means, it doesn't mean that it has to happen in not the mazik's property. It has to happen in the nizak's property. Right? Bier b'steacher means it ate in someone else's property, meaning it ate the field of somebody else, and that's happening in his property. If you're telling me over here, in the cases where the shore is doing damage let's say Reuven's shore damages Shimon's stuff. So if it's happening in Yehuda's property, then he's not going to be chayv for Shein Regal, because that's not b'steacher. B'steacher, I must have mistranslated a little bit, and I think I misspoke a little bit. B'er b'steacher means the nizak, it happens in the nizak's property. So here it's happening in third party's property, so that's not going to be, he's not going to be chayef. Al pshita lo lezev lo lezechad. What it means is, it doesn't mean for, it's neither, again, back in the Gemara, right? Pshita lo lezev lo lezeh lezechad. It means that it doesn't belong to both of them, but it belongs to one of them, i.e., the nizak, the guy who got damaged. Vekatani seifa, but what do we say? Tam shalei chatzi nezek, mu'um shalei nezek shalem, right? And so that's against Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that if you have Karen in someone else's in the damaged party's field, right, is going to be Nezek Shalem. Here we're saying that the damage happened in the damaged party's field in the Nizak, right, and therefore the Brisa, and then the Brisa says that you're going to pay Nezek Shalem for a Muad, but only Chatzin Nezek for a Tam. So Gemara says Asan LeRabbanan. That's again, we started off with Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Now we're in LeRabbanan Shita. Tami Mishuna Karen Bechatzar Nizak Chatzin Nezek Duvim D'Mashalim. Guys, Reisha Rabbi Tarfon V'Seifa Rabbanan. You tell me that the Brisa says two different opinions. The Gemara says in yep. In Akanami, it is the Amar Leishmol or Rav Yehuda Shinana, because Rav Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, right, Shinana is sharp one, is a nickname, it's a compliment. That means very sharp and smart and like able to analyze. Shvok Mastisin Vesah Basrai, Reisha Rabbi Darvon Vesiva Rabbanan. Forget the Mishnah you were learning, meaning Rashi says, forget the Mishnah, i.e. in the sense that you're trying to learn it according to one opinion, right? It's all, really, it's two different opinions. First is Rabbi Tarfon, and then you have the Rabbanan. So Ravina Shmei Rava says, no, actually, cool Rabbi Tarfon, he. No, forget that. You can even say the entire Bryce is Rabbi Tarfon. We had a problem with that last part, when he said it doesn't belong to either of them, which doesn't make sense. It must be belonging to the Nizak. So the Gemara, how can you interpret that to be like Rabbi Tarfon? Lo lezev, lo lezev, leperos el dechad. Meaning it's for peros, right, for one of them. Lezev, lezev, leshvarim. But both of them are allowed to use the field for oxen. So then that's like Rabbi Tarfon. Do the gabi shein havi lechazar Nizak, the gabi karen havi rishus arabim. Because now, if both of them are allowed to use the field for shvarim, that has the same halachas of rishus arabim. Yeah, because both of them are allowed to have their oxen there. That's, you know, they're allowed to walk over there. So in that case, right, the Gabi Shane, it's Rishus and Nizak. Again, because it's his property that he's allowed to use for produce. But by Karen, right, in that case, Rabbi Tarfon is going to be masking that, again, as we said before, that he's been masking if a short time damages with Karen, right, Rishus Rabim, and therefore this is halakhli Rishus Rabim, because both of them are allowed to have their shvarim in there. Ihaki, the Gemara says, well, if that's true, right, when again that's arba, right, shlosha havu, then there's really only three cases, right, because really the last case you could have learned, right, from the first three, right, because if you tell me that the case is, right, again, when both of them had a situation where they could bring their shvarim in, so that's what we had before. So I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So yeah, there are three rules in four different places, and that's how you could learn, right, the number four in that Bryson. Okay. New Mishnah, again, another kind of pretty cryptic. We have to explain all the lines in this Mishnah type of Mishnah. And the Gemara, obviously, will go through that, Keseder. But the Mishnah says like this. Shum Kesef, the Shum is an evaluation, so the evaluation of Kesef, as is first Rashi, right, you see on the Mishnah, first Rashi, Kula Masnizin Mefarish B'Gemara. Rashi is basically like, I'm not even going to bother, right, you can just wait till you get to the Gemara, we'll figure this out when we get there, you can't understand anything, right, until you get to the Gemara, Rashi doesn't even bother explaining. So Shum Kesef, an evaluation, Shava Kesef, stuff that's equal to money, that's worth money, the value of money, right, Bifnei Bezdin, in front of Bezdin, Valpi Edim, and through Edim, Bnei Chorin, right, the things that are free people, right, Bnei Bris, Jews, Vanoshim, and women, Bechlal HaNezek, HaNezek, VaMazik B'Teshlumen. All of those, right, are included, right, or maybe you put the pause before, the comma before Vanoshim, maybe women are included in Chlal HaNezek, or maybe it's Bnei Bris and Vanoshim, okay, wherever you put the comma over there, right, and there's a Nizak, and there's a Mazik, and there's payment, right, what in the world is going on over here? So the Gemara says, let's take it step by step, obviously we're not going to do all of it today. My Shum Kesef, what does it mean, the evaluation of money? So I'm Rav Yehuda, Shum Ze Lo Yehei El B'Kesef. When you evaluate damages, that's only, you go based on money. If you look at Rashi, Shehu based in Shaman Kama Shava Anizak Mano Masayim. Right, again, how do you, again, we may assume this always to be true, right? It's basically the default understanding. But Gemara learns it out, right? It says from the Mishnah that you always make a dollar or monetary amount on the damage incurred. Tanina Lahad Tarnabanan, right? There are Bryce taught us. Let's say you have some sort of, I don't even know how this works, maybe we can imagine like the rug from Aladdin, like doing damage to a cow. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it slipped on it, whatever. The cow does damage to a talus, and the talus does damage to the cow. So, ain omnim tetzi para batalus batalus bapara. You don't say, right, you should just kind of like exchange, right, the talus for the cow. Right? You don't just say, you know, you pay with the talus and you pay the cow, You pay the owner of the cow with the talus, and you pay the owner of the talus with the cow. El shaman osa v'damim, right? Let's say, because theoretically, you know, the one's 100, one's 200, right? You have to put out the monetary value over there. Crazy havamina that you just, you know, exchange items, right? That damage each other. We have to come up with a dollar item, and that's how you kind of calculate stuff. Okay, shave kesef. What does that have to do with anything? Right, you could pay something that's shave kesef, that's worth money. Tan rabbanim lo d'raisa. Shave kesef. What does that mean? Malamed she'ein beizdin nizkakin elo nechasim sheishan l'nechayis. That beizdin only gets involved, right, with property. Meaning, Rashi says, fascinating, the court will only be, what's it called? The Beis Din will only be, what's it called? Not my guys. It will only collect from the guy, from the Mazik, right? If he has, what's it called? If he has Nechas Yesh Lem Machrayas, which is land. Meaning, if he has land. Im Kadam Nizak V'tavas M'taltal, then Beis Din Govin Lo Mayim. But meaning, Beis Din is always going to say, right, to be Govin from Karka. But if the guy went and jumped ahead and what's called, he's toe face, right? He took something, it's Tvisa, if he kind of grabbed some metaltalin, so then it's going to be, then it's okay. And Bazin can say, right, Govin Lomahem, you can collect whatever, if you took $100 worth of produce, right? Even though it's metaltalin, right, they're going to allow you to collect with that. Okay. Hold on, okay, fine. Where did you get that from? Meaning, my mashna, how does that, meaning, how do you get that shava kesef to teach me that Beis Din is only going to try and collect from karka? Like, what, where did you get that from? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, davar hashava kol kesef. What it means is something that is worth, right, any money or all the money that you pay for it. Like when it says my new, right? What in the world does that mean? Right, that's it's any money, right? Davar she'in lo ona. Right, are you telling me that it means that there's no ona? Meaning, what is it trying to say? That again, the ona is the halacha that if you overcharge somebody and you pay more than 1/6, so the mekach is not valid. That if you pay for whatever reason, you're trying to buy a watch and guy overcharges you by more than 1/6, so luckily you can go back and demand your money back and return the watch. By karka, that's not true. Ona does not apply to a karka. If you decide to pay $1 million for a house, even though it's worth $100,000, so that is valid. So is that what we're trying to say over here? It's worth all the money, meaning that if you overpay, that there is no ona involved, that's what we're talking about over here? So the Gemara says, well, avada mishtar is nami. You could also have slaves and certain documents, right? Ein lahem ona, right? You don't have the isra of ona. You can pay whatever you want for them. So ala amar rabba bar ula, and what it means is davar hanikna bekesef. So it means, it's referring to, it just means something that is bought with money. So the Gemara says, well, avada mishtar is nami nikna bekesef. You can also buy slaves and shtaros with money. Ala amar rabashi shava kesef velo kesef. What it means is something that is shava kesef, that is worth money, but it isn't money. Vani kulu kesef minu. And all of these things that you're talking about, avadim, shtaros, metaltalin, that is all kesef. What do you mean that is all kesef? It means that that's something that you kind of walk around, just like you take kesef in your pocket, right? It's movable, right? It's movable value. So too, all these things are movable value. Okay, fine. So that's how he got the phrase from shava kesef. Fine. Rami lay Rav Yehuda bar Chinna, the Rav Huna Brei of Yeshua. Tana shava kesef. Malam she'in based in nizkakin ela nechasim sheishan l'chareis. Right. We said in our Mishnah that shava kesef based in is only going to try and collect from karka. But Tanya will learn the Raisa Yashiv the Rabbos shava kesef afilu suben. Well, 1 second, right? When we did this before, right? On Zion, it says Zion Amud Aleph. You can pay with shava kesef, even suben, even this lousy grain. You can pay a debt. So what do you mean Beis Din is not going to collect from a daltolin? Cases be yasme. We have yesomim involved, and that's what we said before a couple days ago, maybe even yesterday. I don't remember that yesomim. You can only collect karka from yesomim. You cannot, if a father left a debt and the yesomim want to pay off their debts and they don't have any karka, right? The balchov cannot collect from them. You can only collect from karka. You cannot collect from a daltolin. So that's why we're making a split. Right, between paying, right, we're talking about a case of yisomim or orphans where they're not going to be able, they're not going to pay with anything but karka. That's why metaltalin is no good. So Gemara says, "Ibi asme, im seifa." But if we're talking about yisomim, what about the second part? Right, im kadam nizak v'tavas metaltalin. That if the guy who's damaged, who's owed money, right, Beis Din's going to set up that he can get some karka. But you know what? He just ran and he wasn't sure he was going to get a collect, so he kind of grabbed some property from the other guy. Beis Din govelo mehan. Beis Din will say, "Okay, fine, no problem. You take your $100,000 from the shirts that you grabbed." So Ibi Yasmi, am I Beis Din govelo mehan? Well, one second, if you're talking about Yisomim, didn't we just say that Metaltalin doesn't work to pay back a debt? They don't need to pay back a debt that their father owed from Metaltalin. So Gemara says, Kadam Rava, Amrav Nachman, Shetavas Mechayim, Hachanami Shetavas Mechayim. Just like Rava said in the name of Nachman, that the case is where they grabbed it when the guy was still alive, when the father was still alive. So that's, he said that in a different case. That case is a bit convoluted in the Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Pei Dalet. There we basically suggest, the Gemara there is wondering what Rabbi Akiva holds in terms of the concepts of tefisa, of grabbing something. If a guy is owed money and he takes it, what do we do with that? So he says that, again, the Gemara clarifies, Rava clarifies that Rabbi Akiva holds that tefisa works mechayim. If the Baal Chuv is still alive, then tefisa works, but if he's already dead, so then it doesn't. So we can apply that over here, right? We basically say that over here. I don't know if that's the mucker for that halacha, but that's definitely where that halacha is discussed. So we say over here as well that tafas mechayim, the case is when you did tefisa when the father was still alive, and therefore at that time it wasn't a case of yisomim because the guy was still alive, and therefore grabbing the metaltalin would work, and therefore you could satisfy the debt over there. Okay. We can call it here, and then Mitzvah Shem will go. Oh, we might as well just get to the next two. Sorry, we said Bifnei Beizdin. What does that mean? So Gemara says Prat Lamochah Nechazah V'Akarka Cholich LeBeizdin. Right, that's going to exclude a situation where a guy sells his nechazim, right, and he sells his karka, and then he goes to Beizdin, and Beizdin is not obviously not going to collect from because he doesn't owe it. He doesn't own it anymore. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Right, Shemim Alova Mochah Nechazah V'Akarka Gabal LeBeizdin Ain Beizdin Govla Mehem. What do you mean? Isn't there a concept of a lien? If you owe money, right, and you have a lien on your property, right? What do you mean you could just sell them and show up to Beis Din? Beis Din can't touch them. Well, that's the whole concept of a lien. That's the whole concept of a shibud on the chasim on property. Right? That's we always discuss that. So Gemara says Ella Prat Beis Din Hedyotos. So Gemara says no, it's not excluding. Forget that. It's completely different. What are we saying? We're saying that you're not allowed to go to a regular Beis Din. Regular Beis Din, like you use for like a Taras Nadarim, a bunch of random people who don't have smicha, right, that we get together a Beis Din, right, that's okay, whatever. But if a Zikin, right, that needs to be a Bifnei Beis Din, an actual Beis Din that actually has smicha, that actually knows what they're talking about, right? And you probably wouldn't want to go to a Beis Din, a bunch of random people that don't know halachas of Nezikin if you're talking about real money. Okay, either way, but that's what the Mishnah says, and that's what it means. You have to go to proper Beis Din. Okay, we're going to call it here. We'll go Vayit in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and maybe Bizochet here, Besoros Tovos, and of the Gelula Shleima B'mhira. Amen.